I'm Dan Clefstad. Republican interest groups are waging an ad war in selected districts across the country. That's as members of the U.S. House prepare to vote on whether to impeach President Trump this week. Brian Mackey reports the campaign includes Illinois.
There are at least two competing ads. One is a campaign run by a group called Republicans for the Rule of Law. It's targeting Representative Adam Kinzinger, one of the few Republicans who's been even occasionally critical of the president.
President Trump is refusing to allow key witnesses in the Ukraine scandal to testify before Congress.
A spokesman for the group says it wants Kinzinger and others to call on the White House to let top officials with firsthand knowledge of the Ukraine matter appear before Congress. That was a small but targeted ad buy, appearing several days in a row on Fox News Channel's morning show. Meanwhile, a much broader campaign from a Trump-aligned group is going right at Democratic freshman Representative Lauren Underwood, who won in a previously Republican district. As of the end of last week, Underwood remained undecided. I'm Brian Mackey.
Families working with Illinois DCFS will get free smoke alarms from the state. The National Fire Protection Association says most home fire deaths occur where there isn't a working smoke detector. DCFS spokesperson Deborah Lopez says that's why this new program is so important.
And how we'll be distributing the smoke alarms to these families that we work with is through our caseworkers, for example. When caseworkers make visits, that's part of the checklist to make sure the home environment is safe. And also families can have an option to call a field office directly as well.
Illinois law requires all homes to have a smoke alarm within 15 feet of every bedroom and at least one on every floor. The Western Illinois University Board of Trustees split down the middle on whether to name Dr. Martin Abraham as the school's next president. Four of the eight board members voted in favor of hiring Abraham, who is currently interim president. The proposal failed because it needed a majority to pass. Board chairperson Polly Radosh backed the resolution. She says the campus and Macomb communities strongly support Abraham as president. Board member Greg Aguilar believes the university should conduct a national search to ensure transparency. Aguilar says he hopes Martin Abraham will apply for the president's job during the search. The university will form a 23-member search committee, and the search could take up to 18 months. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. We do have a few school closings this morning, including Effingham and Dietrich schools, mainly along and north of Interstate 70 this morning. You can find more information at WSIUnews.org. The first year of beer sales at the University of Illinois' Memorial Stadium outpaced expectations. The Champaign News-Gazette reports sales during the seven Fighting Illini home football games totaled about $488,000. School officials had predicted the sales in the low six figures. Meanwhile, beer sales were also up at Saluki Stadium for 2019. SIU concessions coordinator Jordan Wantland says Saluki Athletics made a profit of just under $21,000 for the five home football games. Jordan says they sold around 10,500 units over the course of the season, which is 463 more than last season. SIU started allowing alcohol sales at Saluki home athletic events in the fall of 2017. Elsewhere in higher education, the Western Illinois University Board of Trustees deadlocked on appointing a new president late last week. Dr. Martin Abraham has been serving as Western's interim president. The vote came after the board held a five-hour executive session on Thursday and then met behind closed doors for more than an hour on Friday. Trustees deadlocked on hiring Abraham for the permanent position. Instead, the board decided to conduct a search for Western's next president. Abraham will continue serving as the interim president. I'm Jennifer Fuller.